今天很高兴我们请到Pastor Jeff McCulty 来给我们讲信息。Pastor Jeff 是 Church and Pro 的牧师，我们在过去的一年多时间里受到了他们非常热心的接待，让我们有一颗感恩的心来对待他们的在主里面的接待，也让我们在祷告里面纪念他们的事工，纪念这个教会。下面把时间交给Pastor Jeff, let's welcome Pastor Jeff.
Good morning. I'm not sure I need this. If I do, let me know, but you probably need her more than me. No. I want to keep this. I want to keep it. Our country's in an election year.
我们美国马上今年是大选的时间。
We're looking to elect the president.
我们在准备选出我们的总统。
A person that's going to lead our country and ourselves.
我们要选出一个人来带领我们的国家和我们自己。
Now everybody thinks they know best.
每个人都觉得自己最懂。
And the political sparks are flying.
每个人都在谈论政治。
But is there really any wisdom out there?
但是这其中真的有智慧吗？
This morning, I don't care about our presidential election.
今天早晨我不打算谈我们的总统选举。
But I do want you to seek wisdom.
但是我却希望大家来寻求智慧。
What is wisdom?
什么是智慧？
Proverbs chapter 1 has some wonderful verses for us.
我们一起看箴言的第一章，有一些关于智慧的言论。
Proverbs chapter 1, 1 through 7.
箴言第一章一到七节。第一章一到七节。
The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel.
以色列王大卫的儿子所罗门的箴言。
For attaining wisdom and discipline.
要使人晓得智慧和训诲。
For understanding words of insight.
分辨通达的言语。
For acquiring a disciplined life and prudent life. For acquiring a disciplined and prudent life.
使人处事，领受智慧、仁义、公平、正直的训诲。
Doing what is right and just and fair.
领受智慧、仁义、公平、正直的训诲。
For giving prudence to the simple.
使愚人灵敏。
Knowledge and discretion to the young.
使少年人有知识和谋略。
Let the wise listen and add to their learning.
使智慧人听见增长学问。
And let the discerning get guidance.
使聪明人得着智谋。
For understanding proverbs and parables.
使人明白箴言和譬喻。
And sayings and riddles of the wise.
懂得智慧人的言辞和谜语。
The fear of the Lord.
敬畏耶和华
is the beginning of knowledge.
是知识的开端。
But fools despise wisdom.
愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Where do you get your wisdom?
你从哪里得智慧呢？
You have to get it where it begins.
你要从智慧的开端开始。
I'm going to move a little in what we talked about.To Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 through 12.
我们要看一下箴言第九章十到十二节。
Now, chapter 1, verse 7 said this, but I like it better in this one.
虽然第九章第七节讲到同样的主题，但是我更喜欢十到十二节。
Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
教导智慧人，他就越发有智慧。
For through me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. Okay. Hang on. Verse 11. We'll do this. For through me, your days will be many, and your years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you.
如果你若有智慧，是与自己有益。
If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer.
你若亵慢，必独自担当。
Wisdom begins with a fear of God.
我们的智慧是从敬畏神开始的。
Not the I'm scared of God.
并不是说我害怕神。
I mean, we should be scared of God.
当然，我们见了神是应该害怕的。
For in a moment, he could make us dust.
因为它可以让我们瞬间变成尘土。
But it is an incredible reverence for God.
但是对神来说的话是有一个。
That if you were standing before God,
当你站在神面前的时候
you would no longer be standing.
你是站不住的。
You would have your face on the ground.
你会面朝下扑倒。
In such an awe,
在一种敬畏当中
Of the one who made everything.
当我们站在创造万物的主面前
That is the beginning of wisdom.
这是智慧的开端
Not being the one standing in front of God going.
并不是我们站在神面前说啊
But being one fallen on his knees before God.
而是我们在神的面前跪下来
We have a whole lot of people in our country today.
我们国家现在有这各样的人。
Who have turned their back on God.
这样的人是他们背朝神的。
And if God stood in front of them,
当神如果站在他们面前的话
they would disrespect him.
这些人并不会敬畏神。
Now, God has a still small voice.
神的声音是微小而坚定的。
And the devil comes as a roaring lion.
那么我们有魔鬼在旁边去说话。
Which one are you listening to?
你究竟是在听谁的声音呢?
The beginning of wisdom is recognizing the voice of God.
智慧的开端是让我们能够识别出哪个声音是从神来的。
As you fear him and hear him,
当我们敬畏他也去聆听他的时候
you can begin to understand his purpose.
你就能够开始明白神的旨意。
When does wisdom come?
那么智慧是从什么时候来的呢?
Let's look at a verse in James. Oh, wait. Sorry. I forgot the important one.
我忘记一个很重要的事情。
If you've never invited Jesus into your heart,
如果你从来没有邀请耶稣进入你的心中
never made him Lord and Savior of your life,
一生都没有让耶稣作为你生命的主
then you've never really begun this wisdom journey.
那么你永远都不能够开始这一个智慧的道路。
In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says,
在罗马书第十章第九节和第十节罗马书第十章九节十节
Romans 10:9 That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord
你若口里认耶稣为主
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead
心里信神叫他从死里复活
you will be saved
就必得救。
For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified.
因为人心里相信就可以称义。
And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
口里承认就可以得救。
This is truly the place where we begin our wisdom journey.
这是我们开始我们智慧之旅的开端。
To come to the place where you acknowledge God exists.
我们先要承认说真的是有神的。
Now the devil does that.
尽管魔鬼也知道是有神的。
He believes God exists.
甚至魔鬼也相信神是存在的。
And God has given evidence for all of us to know that He exists.
其实神也给我们各样的证据让我们看到神真的存在的。
So I know that in your heart you know that.
所以我知道大家都知道有神。
That honestly is not the question.
所以这并不是最重要的问题。
The question is, will you do it God's way or your way?
最重要的问题是我们究竟是跟神来走还是看着自己的意思来走。
And God has given us this path of Christ.
那么神给我们摆了一条是基督的道路。
That if we invite him into our heart.
我们邀请基督进入我们的心中。
And by that saying, He is Lord of our life.
所以这样，耶稣就能成为我们生命的主。
By that saying, I will follow Him the rest of my life.
我一生下面的时间都要跟随主。
Wisdom begins.
这样，智慧就开始了。
If you've never invited Jesus into your heart,
如果你从来都没有邀请耶稣进入你的心中。
If you've never chosen this path,
如果你没有选择这一条道路
do it now.
现在就可以开始
Pray this prayer right now.
这样来向神祷告
Father God,
我们在天上的父啊
I know you exist.
我知道你是存在的
I know that you sent Jesus to save me from my sins.
我知道你让耶稣来救我脱离罪恶
I know that he died on the cross for me.
我知道他在十字架上为我舍命。
I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of my sins.
我现在求你主啊，求你赦免我的罪。
I invite Jesus into my heart.
我邀请耶稣进入我的心中。
I make him Lord and Savior of my life.
我愿意承认他为主，让他救我的生命。
And I will follow him from this day forward.
我愿意从今天开始就跟随他。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you did that today,
如果你今天有这样祷告
You jump up and down for joy as you leave this church and you tell somebody.
那么请你今天离开教会之前告诉一些告诉某个人
Because the devil's got you no more.
因为魔鬼不能给你再给你什么
You are a child of God.
你已经成为神的儿女了
Now wisdom just doesn't have a beginning, it continues.
那么智慧从开始之后会一直延续下去。
We look at James chapter 1, we can find a cool place where wisdom begins.
我们一起来看雅各书一章二到七节，来看智慧是从什么时候开始的。雅各书一章二到七节。
James chapter 1, verse 2.
一章第二节。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
因为你们知道，你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Not lacking anything.
毫无缺欠。
If any of you lacks wisdom,
如果你们中间若有缺少智慧的
he should ask who?
应当求
who?
谁
yeah.
神
who gives generously to all without finding fault.
那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神
and it will be given to him.
主就必赐给他。
But when he asks,
只要凭着信心求
he must believe and not doubt.
一点不疑惑
Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea.
因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪
blown and tossed by the wind.
被风吹动翻腾。
That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord.
这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。
He's a double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
那么就这样心怀二意的人就是不管做什么都
So you going through a trial?
所以当 你经历过试炼吗
Are you finding a difficult place in your life?
当你经历试炼的时候你会不会觉得人生很难过
Are you looking for the good or are you looking for the bad?
你是在寻求好的还是不好的
I'm a teacher on a regular basis.
我是一个老师
I teach for a Los Angeles Unified School District.
我是为这个 Los Angeles 这个学校教书的。
And my teachers are miserable.
我的老师都是很糟糕的。
I don't get it.
我不明白。
They need to change a little.
他们需要有一些改变。
It's honestly not that bad.
当然这并不是他们的
I love the students I work with.
我爱我所教的学生。
And I work hard every day to bring math into their lives.
我每天都尽力教他们数学。
Because I know the difference that math can make in their lives.
因为我知道数学能带给他们生活的不同。
But every one of these students struggle.
但是学生所面对的那些困难。
It isn't until they do something in that struggle,
除非他真的是面对这些困难做一些事情
that they succeed.
这样才他们才能成功。
My students struggle with integers.
我的学生为我不知道是什么的一个东西发愁。
Tough word. -3 - 8.
大家自己听吧。
They get 5.
他们算出五来。
But at the beginning of the year,
但是从每年的开始
my students would stare at the paper,
我的学生会看着那些论文
and not answer the question.
看着问题但是不回答问题。
I can't move them without an answer.
但是如果他们不回答问题的话我就不能够帮助他们。
When they put -3 - 8 and give me nothing,
当他们算不出来的时候
I can't tell them what they're doing wrong.
我就不知道他们哪儿犯了错。
I tell them, give me a wrong answer, I can move you.
我说起码你给我一个错误的答案，这样我知道你哪儿错。
And now that we're 8 weeks into the year,
那么当我们经过一年之后
we're having success with integers.
我们就会能够学得很好。
But we had to fight through the trial.
但是我们要经过那个困难的过程。
To have success.
这样才能成功。
Now life's not about integers.
当然我们的生活并没有数学。
But there are much more serious issues in our lives.
我们生活中真正面对的是更严重的问题。
And we have to fight through those trials.
我们需要在这些困难当中能够挣扎来赢得这场战争。
Sometimes we're going to do the right thing.
有时候我们做的事情是对的。
And sometimes we're going to do the wrong thing.
有时候我们会犯错。
Ask God.
这时候我们需要来询问神。
Notice that he doesn't find fault.
我们。
The scripture says he's not finding fault.
我们圣经上告诉我们说神是不会。
You got it. God wants to move you in the direction he wants you to go.
神是希望我们往他所要我们往的方向去。
And he loves you enough to guide you along the way.
他足够的爱你，他可以一直带着你来走。
By the way, -3 - 8 is... Thank you very much. I don't hear that enough. Let's take a look at Isaiah 40:31.
我们一起来看以赛亚书第40:31。
Just to encourage you in your time of trial.
这节经文会鼓励我们在试炼中的人。
I'm going to back up to verse 30.
我会从三十节开始读。
Even youths grow tired and weary.
You continue to read.
I didn't write this one down.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦。
And young men stumble and fall.
也要疲乏困倦。
But those who hope in the Lord,
但那等候耶和华的,
will renew their strength.
必重新得力。
They will soar on wings like eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
And they will run and not grow weary.
他们奔跑却不困倦。
They will walk and not be faint.
行走却不疲乏。
I'm going to shift you to Malachi.
那么下面我们要来看马拉基书。
Last book of the Old Testament.
这是旧约的最后一卷书。
Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章。
When you have faithful service in your life, wisdom comes.
当我们在忠心地侍奉神的时候，我们就有智慧。
Malachi chapter 3, verse 14.
第三章十四节。
You have said,
你们说,
it is futile to serve God.
侍奉神是徒然的。
What did we gain by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty?
遵守神所吩咐的在万军之耶和华面前苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢?
But now we call the arrogant blessed.
如今我们称狂傲的人为有福。
Certainly the evildoers prosper.
并且行恶的人得建立。
And even those who challenge God escape.
他们虽然试探神却得脱离灾难。
That sound like today?
是不是今天就是这样呢?
Read on.
今天就是这样。
Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other.
那时敬畏耶和华的人彼此谈论。
And the Lord listened and heard.
耶和华侧耳而听。
A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence.
且有纪念册在他面前。
Concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name.
记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
They will be mine.
他们是我的人。
Says the Lord Almighty.
亿万军师耶和华说我所定的日子他们必属我。
In the day when I make up my treasured possession, I will spare them.
耶和华说我所定的日子他们必属我。特特归我。
Just as in compassion a man spares his son who serves him.
我必怜悯他们，如同怜悯服侍自己的儿子。
And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked.
你们必回归，将善人和恶人，侍奉神的和。
Between those who serve God and those who do not.
侍奉神的和不侍奉神的分别出来。
I've been thrilled to have you in the Church on Pearl facility.
那么我很高兴大家能够在这个 Church on Pearl 这个地方。
We love God together.
我们都是爱神的人。
And it's truly, truly an honor to have your church here.
那么我们能够有你们在我们当中实在是真的是一个荣幸。
We know you're leaving soon.
不知道你们马上就要走了。
And that's hard.
这其实挺难过的。
Because it's nice to hear the joyful noise.
因为你们在我们当中吵吵闹闹的挺好。
You have truly a unique congregation.
你们真的是很特别的。
All the old hymns are sung in this congregation.
那么这些老的这些歌都能够在这个教会来被唱出来。
I know them all.
我都知道这些歌。
Unfortunately, not the way you sing them. At the same time, You're rocking upstairs.
同时楼上还有打鼓的声音。
What a cool place.
真是太酷了。
God's got to be going, that's just an amazing place.
我觉得这真的是太好了。
Got to stop by there on Sunday morning. There's just all kinds of people doing all kinds of things.
每天早晨，星期日的早晨，各种各样的人做各样的事情。
You can hear Korean.
你能听到韩国语。
Chinese.
中文。
Spanish.
西班牙文。
English.
英文。
We almost had Middle Eastern.
我们都快有中东的人。
God's got to be thinking, I did Babel for a reason.
神说我这个把巴别塔。
That Old Testament story where he just switched all the languages.
就是我们有各种各样这样的语言。
And we just work past it.
我们就是觉得。
You guys have succeeded in a most difficult time.
你们是用很顺利的经过了最困难的时候。
Churches don't thrive during building projects.
那么很多时候教会在建堂的时候会面对一些困难。
Churches split during building projects.
有时候教会在建堂的时候甚至会分裂。
Pastors leave.
有牧师就走了。
People get mad at each other.
人们彼此攻击。
I'm grateful the house is full.
那我觉得大家真的是很蒙福的，这么多人。
And I so look forward to your house continuing to be full.
那么我也很期待将来大家搬到新堂的时候还能是满满的这么多人。
And now the Lord needs to bring somebody else.
神也会带其他的人
来到我们当中。So our house can continue to stay full.
那么我们的房子也会是满的。
It's just a good thing. It's been a great thing. And I'm really, really grateful that you've been here.
但是我真的是很感恩你们能在我们当中。
So, in your faithful service,
所以在你忠心的侍奉中
you need to grab a hold of wisdom.
你需要神的智慧。
Now, I want to show you a little dichotomy.
我现在要带大家来看。
Typically, we run after this.
特别是我们缺钱的时候。
When we should be running after,
我们不应该是跟着钱走，我们应该是跟着圣经走。
Now, yesterday you had a whole group of people here.
昨天我们有一大群人在这个教会里。
Doing disciple life, right?
在做门徒训练的那个祷告。
I kept bugging people everywhere. They were praying everywhere.
我还看到到处都有人祷告。
Sorry. In between plumbing and doing messages and all that stuff, I'm sorry I bugged you, but you were awesome.
你们真的很棒。
Seeking the Lord is that beginning of wisdom.
寻求神就是智慧的开端。
We seek this a lot.
我们常常见到这些。
When we should be seeking this a lot.
我们常常寻求金钱，但是我们应该是寻求神的话语。
Now, I believe the verses you read earlier today in Chinese talked about wisdom being like silver. Did you get to that verse? I don't remember. I'll tell you. But if you get in Proverbs chapter 3,
但是如果当我们看这个箴言的第三章的时候,
it talks about wisdom being as silver.
它讲到了智慧。
Gold and fine, wonderful stuff.
讲到了智慧像金晶一样是宝贵的。
Why aren't we mining this?
那么为什么我们不看这些?
We mine this more often.
为什么我们更看重的是钱呢?
I'm as guilty as you are.
我和你们差不多。
But we should be in here more.
但是我们应该更注重神的智慧。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Anyone who is angry with his brother is subject to judgment.
凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Anyone who looks lustfully on a woman has already committed adultery in his heart.
凡看见妇女就动淫念的这人心里已经与她犯奸淫这些都在马太福音第五章。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来，由他打。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Let your yes be yes, and your no, no.
你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Love your enemies, pray for those that persecute you.
要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
要积攒财宝在天上。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Do not worry about your life, what you will eat.
不要为生命忧虑吃什么。
Or what you will drink.
喝什么。
Or about your body, what you will wear.
为身体忧虑穿什么。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Love the Lord your God.With all your heart,
要尽心
soul, body, and mind,
尽心尽意爱主你的神。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Go ye therefore baptizing,
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
奉父子圣灵的名
teaching them all things I have commanded,
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
Is there wisdom in there?
大家不觉得这其中有很多的智慧吗？
Amen.
Amen.
That's where we need to be. Thank you.
谢谢大家。
You're a blessing. Continue to be that blessing in the world.
那么大家也会成为世界的祝福。
Thank you, Pastor Wong.
谢谢王牧师。